prohibiting corporal punishment. I'd like to report here that we have several existing legislations which prohibit corporal punishment in the schools. Child Care and Protection Act of 2011 prohibits any form of violence against children. Similarly, the draft National Child Policy also prohibits all forms of violence and abuse against children. Based on these legislations, we have been taking a number of initiatives to prevent corporal punishment in schools. And one such measure was Positive Parenting Project that was mentioned by my colleague Kinley a while ago. This has been implemented to create a child-friendly environment within schools and communities, as reported in response to, as reported by my colleague. And in 2019, Ministry of Education and Skills Development conducted a nationwide professional development training on basic helping skills, which emphasizes positive disciplining to all the teachers. Ministry of Education and Skills Development has also revised the school discipline policy guidelines in 2023 and is being the emphasis of these revised policies on positive disciplining. This new and revised discipline guidelines, policy guidelines, is being implemented in all the schools. Then the teacher code of conduct explicitly prohibits any form of corporal punishment in the schools. And this teacher code of conduct is taught to our teachers when they are at the colleges, getting trained to become teachers. And they are also reminded and oriented on the teacher code of conduct, particularly on the prohibition of the corporal punishment before they join the schools during the national orientation programs. In monastic institutions, corporal punishment as a disciplinary measure has seen a significant decline after the chief abbot of the monastic body issued a decree denouncing corporal punishment in 2009. Immediately after that, a child care and protection office was established by the central monastic body. And this body remains an advocate for an alternative means of discipline in monasteries and nunneries. They conduct several awareness programs on positive disciplining and prohibition of corporal punishment. They have also instituted regional coordinators to monitor child care and protection issues of the monks in different parts of the country. Also in 2019, His Holiness, the Chief Abbot of the Central Monastic Body, issued a decree emphasizing on the well-being and protection of children from violence and other forms of exploitation. So while Bhutan does not have a specific legislation on prohibiting corporal punishment, it has taken a range of initiatives, progressive measures to prevent the use of corporal punishment, including in the education and monastic systems. So these measures demonstrate Bhutan's commitment to promoting positive discipline and protecting the rights of children. And in the instances, in the times when we have people who do not honor this requirement, they are dealt legally. And for this, I'd like to request my colleague Tsering to answer.
Although Bhutanese laws do not explicitly address corporal punishment, however, legal measures